This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
I'll DVR.
Report news, Kevin.
I'm going to wake up and I can DVR.
Report the news.
Well, we've been talking about this a lot, the sex robot brothel that was proposed in Houston, and it was voted out.
By who?
Now, yesterday there was a story, there was a bit of a holdup, and before they were going to have the big vote, there's a big holdup as someone found out that the people or the tenant of the building lied about what was going to be there, was saying that space was going to be an art gallery.
That kind
and
of is.
And the story kind of got out that, oh, it's going to be a sex robot brothel. People started talking. City Council's going to have the big vote. Houston leaders voted today to ban the sex robot brothel that was set to open in the city. It will not be happening.
Okay, what about all those sex robots that are out of work now?
Right.
Right. They have robot families to feed, and now they're not able to get out there and earn a wage.
They're just going to be standing out there on the corner waiting to get some contracting work.
God.
Right?
You know what? And some of those sex robots are not really, shouldn't be up on roofs because they're so voluptuous, the balance is off. You know, some of those are some wide bodies and, you know, it's going to cause danger. What if, I hope you're happy, Houston officials.
What if fellow co-workers of theirs get distracted and they just start having sex on roofs with robots?
Oh my God. Yes.
Unfinished roofs.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying against the robot's will? Okay, so
no.
You've got a sex robot who, again, has been stereotyped as a sex robot, which is unfair.
Probably
somewhat racist.
Probably because of the lingerie.
They're up there in their lingerie, pounding a nail in a roof, doing some roofing work for DMS.
Right.
And some guy gets excited. And then are you saying that they're going to offer them money? Or are you saying that they're, how are you picturing
first of all,
your fantasy?
Craig and Brian Dyer driving around going, we would never hire sex robots for that business.
Yeah.
but I would think that if I was working on a roof and I looked over and I saw a sex robot pounding a nail with a hammer, that would be a signal to me help her with the shingles.
Oh, or that job security could be an issue in the future if robots are taking over.
You're saying the sex robots have shingles?
Yeah, it's been hiding in their body. It's a virus, and then when they get older,
that's worse. Well, I also think
Terry Bradshaw has shingles.
Somebody has to get in there and he's not a sex robot anymore, but somebody has to get in there and reprogram those sex bots, because otherwise, when they're pounding those nails, it's gonna be like, every time. So you need to reprogram them to be like, hey, whose Hungry Man TV dinner is that in the work fridge? You gonna eat that?
Did you just stereotype roofers?
Yes, I did.
They always eat TV dinners?
They eat Hungry Man TV dinners. Have you not seen a roofer? They don't play around. They're a man's man doing a man's work.
I want to go back to that nailing sound you made.
Yeah.
I thought they were Nighthawk guys.
What were you what were you describing there?
Like the sex bot is hitting a nail with a hammer, but she's only been programmed to make one type. It's a program, guys. Do you not understand
how robots
work?
I don't.
Shall we play a game?
Shall we put some shingles on the roof?
She's been programmed to make noises like
that? Yeah, so it's like you don't make her make those noises based on your skill.
Roofing?
No, I'm just saying that what she's programmed for is she's programmed to give you pleasure and make you feel good, so she's going to trick you by acting. You're not making her...
Oh, I think you are.
No. When you play, like...
Dude, you need to...
And don't say her.
When you play, like, let's say you're playing a video.
It could be a guy.
When you're playing Fortnite and the theme music comes on, there's not a live band playing that. It's been programmed to play that.
I don't know, man.
And so she's been programmed to make her noises. And all these out-of-work sex bots now that have... come from all over the galaxy to work in Houston are now out on the streets.
Galaxy.
Yeah.
They really are out on the streets.
They're out on the streets, man. You got
they're
a bunch
street
of
walkers.
Sex bots. Yeah. You got a bunch of piles of sex bots just being unused.
We're actually get to the how you can get your hands on one of these, though, without the brothel in a second. But I do think this is funny.
You have to go to
Last
Longview.
Last night, a city council meeting. Okay, that would happen. Greg Travis is a councilman of one of the districts there in Houston. And here's what he said last night at the meeting in front of everyone. He said, I've already got cameras lined up that whenever, if this ever occurs, it's going to be lit 24/7 with cameras filming everybody who goes in and everybody who goes out.
Wait.
Then we will post it on social media.
Hold on. He said it's going to be lit?
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for.
24/7, dog.
I assumed it was going to be lit 24/7.
And then they're going to post it on social media.
Dog, it's going to be lit. Yeah. They got high-end expensive sex bots.
No, just lights on the street. Lights pointing out that if you go in there, you'll be humiliated.
Why would you be humiliated?
I think
you'll walk out with a robot finger going number one.
Isn't it weird? So he said everyone pretty much at the city council meeting, most of the community members there in Houston are from religious groups, and they all expressed opposition to the business, basically saying we're going to vote no tomorrow, which was today. But he said, can he do that? Can you film someone and then just put it on social media?
Private property?
What is he just talking about making a sex tape? What is he going to film?
He's going to try to get people and embarrass them.
He's going to break into the room with the robot?
No, he'll just be outside and he'll film it outside.
Oh, he's going to film people that didn't pay their tab.
No, like if people go in or come out.
Right. That's why they're there.
Go into the brothel or walk out of the doors of the brothel.
And he's just trying to spend more time around the brothel? What's he saying?
Well, what he's saying is he's going to try to humiliate these people because apparently going to a brothel is something that's a secretive thing.
Oh, is he going to throw a pie in their face?
No, I don't think he'll do that.
What is so secretive about it?
I don't know. I've just heard that like brothels, you don't want everyone knowing.
Why not?
How do they advertise? Oh, you're talking about the user.
The
client.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of experience in this regard.
Shippy?
Never been to a...
Yeah, Shippy.
I've been to a brothel.
No shame.
I saw on Twitter your Valentine's Day plans have changed.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, the robots are normally not old enough for me.
So are you saying that now you can just... What were you saying the other aspect of this?
Well, the company here that made these dolls, and they have the one that we talked about in Toronto that started this.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Like an older robot.
They said that the human-like dolls that are actually robots will be for sale or rent, and they will start at $2,600 but will increase in price for the ones that are heated and for the ones that can talk.
God, it seems like you'd get a discount if it talks.
Renting one for a few minutes or a couple of hours would cost significantly less.
There's some things you don't want to rent. Like
condoms.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Or like a thermometer that goes in the...
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like there's some things once they're used, they need to be probably thrown away. Or married. I mean, you know, so a lot of those robots could potentially have fallen in love and left and gotten married and rescued from that place.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like a, you know, what was the movie with the...
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, Pretty Woman, Pretty Robot.
Yeah. That'll
pretty
happen.
Robot.
How's that oven made?
Walking down the street.
I think it was. It was called Her, wasn't it?
Yeah, but...
Cherry 2000.
But that guy didn't have the power that Richard Gere exhibited in Pretty Woman. That guy was just kind of a loser.
My favorite scene is when they walked into that little pet shop and got those gerbils.
Spoiler alert.
What?
Shall we play
now,
a game?
Hold on, Jeffy.
One of the council members said that they need to stop opening this in the city, prevent the opening of this in the city, because it would exacerbate the risk of sexual assaults for women.
I want to go in there and exacerbate.
Hold on, what?
He said it would exacerbate the risk of sexual assaults for women.
Why?
And I thought it would lower that, right?
Why? What's your reasoning?
I'm going out and doing this to the robots instead of...
What are you doing to the robots, Kevin?
Making love to them.
What?
Sweet talking them.
That sounds very special.
Am I wrong, though, in that?
I
don't get it.
There are theories that if you did have... I don't know what even I even call it. The sex trade business that was consensual, that would decrease that sort of... there's theories on that would decrease that sort of activity with the idea that people that commit those sort of crimes are frustrated people. I don't know that I agree with that necessarily. I think that probably has more to do with a mental... Because you hear about a lot of people that commit sex crimes. A lot of the times, it's not even about the act of sex. It's about the act of dominating another person.
Right.
So I don't know that I agree with that theory, but that is a commonly held theory.
Do you guys think that this is morally wrong?
Having to sex shut it down?
Because how can the government can the government really tell you what businesses are good and bad?
They already do that. Question. They already do.
They already do that, but they're not supposed to, right?
What moral question are you asking? Is it wrong to fall in love with a robot?
No, not fall in love with it. That's right. Because there are people who haven't found love.
I mean, make an honest robot out of her.
Yeah.
Like marry her.
Yeah.
I would have her come to Thanksgiving and...
I would assume that this could curtail somewhat the percentage of STDs that are spread. Because I doubt that the robot could be a carrier.
Really?
That's a risky gamble. That is a risky gamble.
You're willing to take that gamble.
I bet it better be a new one.
Taking it right now.
It's like, hey, man, let's go mess around with this robot. Oh, yeah, the rest of the staff at the fan's already been in there.
Look, I didn't say I was going to hook up with Choppy's robot, okay?
Can you...
why would you... That robot hooks up with you, though.
Yeah. Skin's got a C-3PO fantasy. Can they fulfill that?
They should be able to.
That little mouth he's got.
Do they only have robots like that designed to look like female ladies of the night, Kevin?
What do you mean ladies of the night?
What are you saying? Are you stereotyping whores?
I'm looking at one right now that's just wearing a bikini, long blonde hair, looks like a lady of the day. Does she enjoy tanning out by a pool?
Lady of the Night makes it sound like it's Elvira.
Wait, they get one that looks like this guy.
I want you to get one of those robots and take it over to Sean's for a pool party. And just see
if
everyone's
on a float.
Who would be cool with it and who wouldn't be?
Yes! He'd love it, apparently.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Hey, Sean, this is KT's date. Sabrina. Yes! Wait, hold on. You can't take her for a ride.
What, I don't even know how to ask about the D.
Whoa, Sean. Get off that float.
These look like
I am really butthurt.
Well, she doesn't look like she'd be too kind, but most of these robots look like they're just created. My problem. Oh, that sounds so weird. My problem is I have a problem with all of a sudden, like, this technology's happening, and whether we like it or not, there will be robots. This is going to happen in the future either way. There will be brothels opening up everywhere. And it feels like this is one of those don't mess with Texas things where Houston said, no, in Texas, we don't do stuff like that. Well, I'm telling you, we do stuff like that in Texas. We're just as bad as any other state.
What?
And we're all just as horny as everyone else.
Not what?
I'm just saying, this comes across as someone came and shut this down because of the church.
Are you saying...
That's what I'm saying.
That you're putting the system on trial?
I'm putting the system on trial. I'm blowing a Stop the Hype.
Oh,
wow.
Who is Stop the Hype?
Is that the name of a robot? That you're trying to stop from being hyped as being the best robot?
Yeah, it's not an inflatable doll.
Hey, there's two right here laying together. You could get two if you wanted.
I'm offended.
One of them's reading a magazine.
They can read?
I feel like if you got two of them, that's not what God intended.
I think if they can already read, I think what we're looking at here is a situation that's going to turn into Total Recall. If they're already reading and learning, it's only a matter of time before they realize, wait a second, why do we work in this brothel? Let's just kill all the humans.
Right.
They're made of flesh. This is going to be easy.
Which is why you want to treat them right.
And females, you do want to treat them right, but females started using robots back in the 70s. And that's still a thing.
Are you talking about a battery-operated device?
That's not the same thing.
It's all. You haven't seen the videos I've seen then.
Now, those horses are real. So stupid.
Guys,
go Cowboys.
We've got some Joe Looney audio to get to. We'll get to that next and tell you the latest drama with regard to Baker Mayfield. Good reporting. By the way, this is a real story that's been reported on all the news networks. This was on 1080.
I saw Amanda Guerra tweeting about it.
Yeah, she was tweeting about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.